This is JIS News. Coming up, two-day meeting between Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago described as fruitful. Motorists and pedestrians urged to be extra vigilant this season, and Houses of Parliament to pilot a sign language interpretation program. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. Hey. Am I idiot or what?
What? Him a listen to all? Me can't hear it from right, yes.
Him not even a hear the man a blowing car horn, you know? Him a go get licked!
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh. I dead him dead, you know?
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson has described as fruitful the two-day consultation meetings between Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago on the free movement regime. On Tuesday, both Senator Nicholson and his Trinidadian counterpart Winston Dukeran signed the agreed minutes of the two-day consultations, symbolizing intentions to find mutually beneficial solutions to the immigration and trade impasse affecting both countries. Over the past several weeks, a significant number of Jamaicans have been denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago. Addressing media representatives after the signing, Senator Nicholson said it was agreed that the immigration authorities of both countries must cooperate in addressing allegations of profiling.
In this regard, we agreed to cooperate in a number of areas in an effort to preserve the integrity of the regional integration movement and the implications of the decisions of heads of government regarding the free movement of nationals, including the recognitions of skills certificates and the adoption of relevant legislation to allow for the hassle-free travel of all 10 categories of skilled nationals.
Mr. Dukeran and his four-member delegation left Jamaica on December 3. Motorists and pedestrians are being urged to be even more vigilant on the road at this time of the year, as accidents and associated fatalities historically spike during this period. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says following on the success of keeping road fatalities below 300 last year, the government had set a target of below 240. However, this target will not be met this year, prompting the government to intensify efforts to promote road safety.
As of Sunday of this week, 279 persons have lost their lives as a result of 247 crashes on the road. This is totally unacceptable. This is why recently the ministry and our stakeholders were involved in an island-wide series of road shows aimed at taking the road safety message to our populace.
Minister Guy was speaking at a ceremony on Tuesday to officially commission 9 vehicles into service for use by the Transport Authority. The Houses of Parliament will pilot a sign language interpretation program for deaf persons as part of efforts to make parliamentary activities more accessible to persons with disabilities. Speaker of the House Michael Peart announced that Parliament is to employ the services of a sign language interpreter who will sign for deaf visitors to meetings of the Senate, as well as viewers of televised Senate proceedings. Mr. Peart made the announcement during Tuesday's meeting of the House of Representatives, which is also observed as International Day of Persons with Disabilities. The pilot initiative is to get underway in January 2014. The sign language program will then be expanded to include meetings of both houses by mid-2014. And approximately 15,000 residents of the Clarendon community of Pleasant Valley are now benefiting from a state-of-the-art solar-powered rainwater harvesting system. The system is geared towards strengthening the capacity of farmers through the installation of a solar electrification system and construction of an earth water harvesting pond to combat the effects of climate change.
I consider it to be a project that is critical to a water sustainable future for our country, as well as our ability to adapt to natural hazards.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill speaking at the recent commissioning of the system. The project was funded by the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica and the United Nations Development Fund, UNDP, through its Global Environment Facility Small Grants Program. It was implemented by the Clarendon Parish Development Committee Benevolent Society, Clarendon Parish Council, Jamalco, and the Pleasant Valley Development Committee. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.